ladies and gentlemen. G'day, my name is Josh Williamson, and I come out here this evening first and foremost to wish you a happy new year. I don't know if you've realised that it's a new year already. Perhaps you've forgotten that already. Perhaps you're like me, you're still writing 2015 when it comes to writing the dates on things. It's very easy for us to forget that a new year has begun. At the start of each new year, it's not uncommon for people to make resolutions, to make grand plans and grand schemes, ideas that they want to fulfill in the new year. And you know what? I would dare say the majority of us have already failed once or twice on our resolutions. You know what? I've failed already. I had a list of things I want to do, and about halfway through, I've failed 50% of them. Yeah, we have resolutions, we have plans for the new year. And you know what we say? Well, don't worry, next year we'll come around, we'll try again. But ladies and gentlemen, as you think about the new year, I want you to think about the date in specifically. Think about the year 2016. 2016. 2016 years. From when? For what purpose? Why do we have a dating system of 2016? Surely the Earth's a lot older than that. So why do we even start counting from 2016 years ago? What is it? What event occurred in human history that changed the calendar? What event in human history literally split time in two? 2016 years from when? Well, if you know a little bit of Latin, you know it's 2016, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. 2016 years from when? From Jesus Christ. You see, our calendar is based on a Christian understanding. It's based on this man who lived 2016 odd years ago in the Middle East. A man named Jesus Christ. A man who even today impacts our society. You know, we live in Australia. We're far removed from the Middle East. Yet even here, Jesus Christ impacts our society. Even here today, the person of Jesus Christ impacts our society. Think about it. We have had a Christmas break. What's Christmas about? Christmas is about the birth of Jesus Christ. In a couple of months' time, we're going to have another break for Easter. What's Easter about? It's about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. New Year's just come and gone. New Year, 2016 years from Jesus. Our time is literally split in two by Jesus Christ. Everything revolves around the Lord Jesus Christ. And the question we should ask ourselves is this: who is this Jesus Christ that has changed the course of human history? Who is Jesus Christ? Now that question will be answered a variety of ways depending on who you ask. If you were to ask a Buddhist who Jesus is, they would say that he is an enlightened man. If you were to ask a Jewish person who is Jesus, some would say that he is a rabbi or a good teacher. A Mormon would say that Jesus is the half-brother of Satan. A Jehovah's Witness would say that Jesus was made. He's a God, but not the God. A Muslim would say that Jesus is nothing more than a prophet. A Hindu would say that Christ is one of the millions of gods. Who is Jesus Christ? Our society, even though we run towards secularism, cannot escape the person of Jesus Christ. Yet who exactly is he? Well, you know, the question of who Jesus is actually a question that's asked in the Bible. It's a question Jesus asked of the disciples. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, we read these words. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." See, even 2,000 years ago, people were confused as to who Jesus is. So Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And they gave a variety of answers. This is what some people believe. This is what others believe. But then Jesus says, "Who do you say that I am?" And the answer came back, "You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God." And the question tonight for you is this: who do you say Jesus Christ is? Who is he to you? See, ladies and gentlemen, our society, even though we do embrace a secular worldview, still revolves around Jesus. Our Christmas, our Easter, our calendar is all based off Jesus Christ. So who exactly is he? Well, the Bible tells us that Jesus is the Christ. That is, he is the anointed one. He is the long prophesied Messiah. He is the Savior. He is the rescue of the world. The Bible also declares that Jesus Christ is God Almighty, second person of the Trinity. Jesus Christ, we are told in the Bible, is the God who made all things. The Bible says, "By him were all things made, visible or invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him." Jesus Christ is more than a prophet. Jesus Christ is more than an enlightened teacher. The Bible declares that Jesus Christ is the Creator God. So the question, who do you say Jesus is a question you must answer. Who do you say Christ is? Who is he? Well, the answer is, he is God Almighty, the rescuer and Savior of the world. But ladies and gentlemen, think about the fact that Christ is God who comes to save us. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ, the Creator God, in an act of humility, stepped down out of heaven and came to this earth and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus Christ came to this earth to die on the cross. He came to this earth to rise again. He came to this earth to dwell amongst us. Jesus Christ, this Almighty God, came to do all those things. And the question we have to ask is this: why? Why would Jesus step down out of heaven and come down here to our earth? I mean, our earth isn't that crash hot, is it? There's pain, there's death, there's suffering. Why would Jesus leave the glories of heaven? Why would he leave perfection to come here? Well, the answer to that is this: Jesus came to this earth to rescue us. The Bible says, here is a saying worthy of all acceptation: Christ Jesus has come into the world to save, to rescue sinners. You see, the Bible says that we have sinned against our God. We have sinned against the God who made us. You know, the Bible says that God made humanity. He made humanity good. He made humanity special. But the problem is, we turned our back on our Creator. We turned our back on God, so we were no longer good, but we became fallen and sinful and wicked. In fact, the Bible says that we're not good people at all. You see, we've turned our back on our Creator. We've turned our back on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible calls that sin. And the Bible says our sin has separated us from God. Our sin has removed us from our Creator. You might say, well, what is sin? What sin has separated me from God? What sin has separated me from my Creator? Well, the Bible says sin is breaking the law of God. It's breaking God's rules. So, for instance, lying, stealing, hating, blaspheming, lusting, failure to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, that's sin. Failure to do that which is good. Failure to do that which is right. That's sin. And you know what? We live for ourselves. We're selfish. We're idolaters. We put ourselves up as number one. That's sin. Yet Jesus Christ comes to this earth to deal with our sin. You see, the sin that we committed said that we should be punished. You know, if you break the law out here tonight, there's a consequence. For instance, if I went to that man there and stole his wallet, I'm not going to, by the way, sir. If I was to steal his wallet, the police would come along and there'd be a consequence of my action, wouldn't there? I'd get in trouble. As the same with God. When we break God's law, when we break God's rules, there's a consequence. There's a punishment. There's a judgment. And the Bible says the judgment, the consequence for our sin, is death and hell. The Bible says the wages or the payment for our sin is death. We deserve to die physically because of our sin, and we deserve death eternally in hell because of our sin. Our sin is that bad that we deserve eternal judgment. That's bad news for us. But the good news is this. Jesus Christ, the Creator God, the God who made everything, the God who made you, the God who knows everything about you. Jesus Christ, God Himself, stepped down out of heaven and came to this earth to rescue us from our sin. You see, our sin said we should die. But Jesus, in love, died in the place of sinners. Our sin said we should be punished. But Jesus, in love, was punished on behalf of His people. He was their substitute on the cross. I mean, think of it this way. Imagine you go home tonight, you put the sports channel on, and you watch your favorite sport, and you see your favorite player is out on the field playing when all of a sudden he hurts himself. He injures himself. He's lying on the field, rolling around in pain. What happens at that moment? Well, a substitute comes onto the field. The injured player comes off, the substitute goes on, and the substitute plays the game in the place of the injured player. That is what Christ did. We weren't injured on the field. The Bible says we were dead in sin and trespass. Yet Jesus Christ comes into the field. He comes to this earth. And He says, I will die in the place of sinners. I will die as a substitute for sinners. And that's what Christ did. God demonstrated His own love towards us in that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died on the cross. He took the punishment His people deserve. And then 3 days after He died, He rose again from the dead. And now Christ would say this, turn from your sin. Turn from your sin. The Bible calls it repentance. Turn from your sins and trust only in the fact that Jesus bled and died. Trust only in Jesus and Him alone. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and you will be saved. Who is Jesus Christ? Well, He is the God that has shown great love towards us. Who is Jesus Christ? He is the God who stepped down from heaven to rescue us. Who is Jesus Christ? He is God Almighty who humbled Himself to die on the cross. Who is Jesus Christ? Well, He was crucified, dead and buried. Who is Jesus Christ? He took up His life again. He arose from the dead. Who is Jesus Christ? He is your God. He is your Creator. He is your Judge. And He commands you this night to repent, to turn from your sin, and to believe in Him, to trust in Him. Ladies and gentlemen, we live 2016 years after Christ. Yet Christ still works, rules, and reigns to this day. The Bible says that Jesus is the conquering King, the one to whom we must give an account, the one we must worship and adore. And 2,000 years after Jesus would still say this, you must turn from your sin, you must trust in Him. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter what sin you've committed, it doesn't matter what you've done, it doesn't matter your background, know this, Christ can and will forgive sinners. No sin is too great for the Savior. Our sin, our lying, our stealing, our lust, our hatred, our drunkenness, our blasphemies, our homosexuality, our sex before marriage, all these sin makes us worthy of judgment. Yet Christ says He can do away with all those sins only because He bled and died upon the cross, only because He was crucified, dead and buried, and rose again the third day. Therefore, this evening, God would command you to turn from your sin and to trust in Christ. God extends His hand of love and mercy to you. God extends a hand of compassion to you. And He says that He loves you. He cares for His creation. And He says He's willing to forgive you if you would repent and trust in Him. Tonight, the question is, who do you say Jesus Christ is? Can you say He's your Lord? Can you say He's the one that forgave you? Who do you say Christ is? The Bible declares that He is the Savior. Would you come to Him for rescue? Who do you say Christ is? He is the one who stands ready to forgive you if you turn from your sins and come to Him. This night, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto our God, for He will abundantly pardon. This night, seek the Lord Jesus Christ. Cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus, forgive me. Submit your life to Him. Surrender to Jesus. Declare Him as Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight my prayer for you is that God would be abundantly kind, that He would grant you repentance and faith to the acknowledgement of the truth that Jesus and Jesus Christ alone is Lord and God, the only hope of salvation for all those who would believe. Trust in Jesus this night. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Acknowledge your sin before God and cry out to Jesus for mercy. Who is Jesus Christ? He is the God who stands ready to forgive and to make you brand new and give you heaven when you die. Look to Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of the faith.